21 residents and 3 businesses in the North Hill area of Pensacola are suing Emerald Coast Utilities Authority over plans to build sewage storage tanks on North Palavox Street property. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Plaintiff attorney Eric Mead says the lawsuit carries 3 basic courses of action. First, a motion for a temporary injunction, possibly as soon as mid-April.
And that is based on a violation of public meetings law. There was no discussion, no reference in any of the agendas or minutes of putting sewage tanks on this site back as far as the May meeting when they authorized negotiation for purchase of the property.
The second is recouping $19.5 million paid by the city to get sewage treatment and storage out of downtown and to the new plant in Cantonment.
We believe that that violates the interlocal agreement to bring sewage storage back within the city, and therefore we would want to relieve the city of that obligation. As my clients are taxpayers of the city, they're entitled to seek that kind of relief.
The third course of action, says Mead, deals with the threat of air pollution, for which there's already a statutory injunction available.
Everyone remembers the foul odors that came from the sewage treatment plant, most of which came from the sewage stored on site before its treatment. The tanks that are planned have to be vented. If you have sewage stored in a container of any kind, those sewer gases have to vent off or they build up and they could cause a vessel to burst.
Citing public records requests, Mead contends that the public meetings law cannot be avoided by failing to mention key or controversial questions to avoid public participation.
The fact that they put notices in their meeting they intended to buy the property does not absolve them of the duty to advise the public that they intend to put sewage storage tanks on the property when they clearly knew about this back in the summer of 2014 and had identified the property as being a possible subject for installation of these tanks back in May of 2015.
Mead points to what he calls good, clear authority from the Attorney General's office, which has been recognized by a number of circuit courts. ECUA purchased the old Palafox Medical Center and aimed to place 2 tanks on the property, each with a 3 million gallon capacity, according to Natalie Bowers at the utility.
The proposed tanks are for emergency purposes only. Should there ever be a breach in the transmission main that carries wastewater from the downtown area up to the Central Water Reclamation Facility in Cantonment.
ECUA plans to erect the tanks on the lower part of the property, but most of the 4.5-story tall containers would still be in plain sight to area homes and businesses. But Bauer says they likely would not be needed.
Primarily, the tanks will be empty. Hopefully, they will always be empty and will never be used.
Plaintiff attorney Eric Mead is holding out an olive branch of sorts, saying the litigation does not have to move forward if everyone could just take a step back and a deep breath.
I think it would be wise of ECUA to bring matters to a halt at this point and let the court sort these issues out rather than forcing us to go to an injunction hearing. I hope that they would be amenable to those entreaties. That's, of course, up to them.
Calls seeking an interview with Brad Odom, ECUA's chief counsel, were not returned. Odom did tell the Pensacola News Journal that he considers the suit legally tenuous and the assertion that ECUA violated public meetings laws a novel concept. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.